Yeah, run it up, run it up. Da-dun, 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 da-dun. Yeah, run it up, run it up. Hey, yo, I like this one. This gonna be the intro song for people out there going to get some money. Not now, but I mean, right now. This watch it cost a dub. My swag 100 plus. Black up tie, your gold chain. And see my plug, make the cut. I'm in the club, I own the club. Bitch, that's cost enough. Casino, buzzy, seagull, lady, see you.
Niggas to Texas. Right now,
because the Raiders can possibly win a game.
Can they?
Yes. Yes. They can possibly.
I don't know.
I'm ready to cash in. I need every dollar they hooping and hollering. Hey, celebrity fashion. Speaking of trolling fans, I'm turning their nosy, man. Yeah, King Diamond's poker hand, but I'm low on cash. Hit the money.
I mean, Marcus already made his pick. Please, I am in the exact same.
38 to nothing.
Started Alonzo Gill at shooting guard and beat them. What? Come. No.
Money and power, oh yeah, respect. I'm demanding this shit, I'm fucking up commas. I'm high as a jet, I'm flexing this shit. I can tell it's my time without checking my race. Feeling like I love the best in this bitch. Had a few songs when I wanted this shit. And if money ain't talking, I'm exiting quick. These niggas can match my
level. Out, mad. Hey, look, Maggie Johnson is the greatest point guard of all time. If I ever said different on this show, I was hot.
Waking the morning and straight to the bag. And I keep it running like Michelin Man. These niggas is crazy. They thinking that I ain't been on my shit lately. Go try to play me. I'm turning to ghosts, I'm calling them Swayze. So shit just amaze me. Believe in these rappers when niggas is flaky. Respect it greatly. Show up in your hood.
Yo.
We in a tournament, motherfuckers.
Well, y'all gonna get knocked out in the first round.
It don't matter.
Technically, y'all already eliminated, but we didn't. I guess you gotta play. You have to play.
Kansas just got smoked by Texas, and they coach was like hospitalized. He barely getting back, so they whole chemistry fucked up right now.
Yeah,
right.
Sure.
That don't mean they ain't gonna play for him. They can play for him and smoke y'all.
Howard, you in the tournament, baby. Real HU, motherfuckers. Bison, stand up. Y'all know what it is. I'm hype.
Yeah, whatever, nigga. But welcome to another episode of Conversations at the Shop. It's your boy, Malik, in for Gerard. Actually, I'm not in for Gerard because I fired his ass. So I'm your new host now. Out of here. Out of here.
There you go.
But anyway,
never to be seen again.
How y'all boys doing today, man? And Corey, don't ask me that question.
It was a legitimate question last week. I'm sorry you didn't.
We don't have Gerard saying nothing too wild, so I expect this to be a pretty normal show.
Yeah, great takes, actually. You know what I'm saying? Great takes. Right.
Healthy dialogue, good conversation, you know. Actually,
now I will say I wish he was here so he could kind of discuss what's going on over there in Denver.
Oh, but, we can still discuss that.
We gonna do it for him since he's not here. We'll discuss it for him.
Oh, for sure. it's going down. Sure. Hey, listen, sure. let's get his responses out of the way. We just going through a rough stretch right now. Mm-hmm. Jokic is the MVP. Mm-hmm. I'm not worried.
We're not gonna lose a round.
Yeah, because he won't go that far. He only say Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, he'll just say we're not gonna lose a round. But we'll be like, well, how far y'all gonna go? We not gonna lose a round. Okay, all right. We know what that means. First round exit.
For sure. But all right, man, we about to get into it. But hey, yo, if you watching us, make sure you support us. I see the viewers. I see y'all here. If you not liking and you not pressing share. What are you doing? Help out your boys. We got a good show for today. First topic, we got, will Lamar Jackson get his contract? Dolphins re-signed Tua. Not re-signed. They picked up his fifth-year option. That option is done. The Jets are full on. They trying to get Aaron Rodgers. They in full
the
pursuit.
The Jets don't
they
got not... nothing right now. Okay, let's just call them.
Hey, first
down.
Of all, Jets first have... of all, don't interrupt me. We can talk about that later. Don't do that. All right, my point with Aaron Rodgers is coming. Don't worry about that. We'll get into that. The Panthers moved up. They got the number one pick in this year's draft from Chicago, so that's out. And the Falcons just straight up said no thanks. So, so this is where we at with Lamar. We thought, you know what I'm saying, at the trade market, somebody was going to pay him. It kind of looks like the owners are colluding to not paying him. What's y'all thoughts, man? Do y'all think Lamar's going to actually get his contract? Because it's looking scary out here for him.
I remember I think we kind of talked about this one time, and I think I said that eventually Baltimore was going to pay him. But now I ain't so fucking sure, bro. Like, it's really looking kind of dim.
They set him up. Listen, for you.
Hey, but
what's good?
I said, and I also said this, bro. I kind of made the joke. When Tyler Huntley got selected to the Pro Bowl, I said Baltimore might try to use that and be like, "Well, shit, if we ain't got Lamar, we still got Tyler Huntley." It kind of looked like they going that way for real. Like, there's no reason why he should be signed by now. We already know the accolades. We know what he's done. Everybody know. It's just about getting it done, and it's obvious they're not trying to get it done because there's deals flying left and right now. Now you're looking over here, Miami, they not only did they pick up the option on Tua, they got Mike White. 49ers got Sam Darnold. Raiders got Jimmy G. Saints got David Carr. Like, shit is moving, and that's kind of going into the Jets topic as well. They better, like, these two teams better hope that their option A is solidified and ready, because if not, their plan B is really looking scarce right now on both sides. But as far as Lamar goes, I don't think he's gonna get what he wants. If he was, he would have got it by now. So it's not looking good, bro. I don't really see Baltimore giving him what he wants. I don't see them giving in right now. They would have been caved in by now if that was the case. I don't see it.
Corey, it's
not fair to him. His argument is 100% factual. Deshaun Watson got this much. Kyler got this much. Russ got this much. I'm more accomplished than the first two, and I've been better than Russell Wilson for at least the last 3 years.
Deshaun got
it's really the Deshaun one. It's really the Deshaun one. If it was the Kyler one, I think they would pay him around what Kyler got.
Mm-hmm.
And that's reportedly around what they were offering to him. Reportedly, who knows, that's probably just from their side. You can manipulate that however you want.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the Deshaun contract.
Mm-hmm.
And Lamar has every right to go, "I've won more than him. I've got an MVP and he doesn't. I have a playoff win and he doesn't. And I don't got nowhere near the off-field baggage that he has." And he got that. And it has been proven when I'm on the field, we win. I forgot who I was listening. I think it was Ryan Russillo, basically, who reminded everyone. When Lamar Jackson went down with injury last year, Baltimore had a 2-game lead in the division. He got hurt. They missed the playoffs.
Yep.
This, like, it's not factual. He should get his money. It is complete bullshit that he does not get his money. And it really does suck for him. But, A, I do think he made a mistake in not having an agent. I don't like that. I think that was a bad move. Mm-hmm. But then also Baltimore set it up to kind of fuck him over. Oh, we're not going to put the regular franchise. We're going to put the non-exclusive franchise tag. So you can go out there and you can negotiate with whoever, but we can match it. And they have to give up 2 first-round picks if we don't. So you're forcing a team to not only pay you $250 mil guaranteed, but also sacrifice 2 first-round picks. Half these teams ain't even got first-round picks. A lot of them didn't dealt away their picks and shit. Like, so what the fuck? It was set up for him to fail, and it sucks because he's done everything that he's supposed to, and now he's kind of stuck, and he'll probably have to play on some 1-year deal or some shit.
Yeah. I still don't think he's playing on that 1 year deal, regardless of what's happening. I don't see him playing on that franchise tag. I wouldn't if I was him. I don't think it has anything to do with his talent, or I don't think it has anything to do with his the thing about the agent. What I think what hurts him with not having an agent, I don't think it's necessarily the contract discussions with them. I think it's like days like today, because you can't talk to Lamar today because he doesn't have a contract, which kind of leaves room for every other team to go ahead and make their moves now. That's going to dry up the market for him. So I think that's the biggest thing with him not having an agent at this point, was it's like today, because of all the quarterbacks that got signed today. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is
the connection, what hurt him. The conversations behind closed doors of this team is thinking this, or this team is doing that. You can't really do that.
Right. So, but I don't think he's getting a deal. I think I heard a good point. I think Colin said this the other day too. No team wants to do the Deshaun Watson deal because they feel like that's the outlier. Like, nobody else is going to give you that. And that's what Lamar is focusing on, is that Deshaun contract. So it's putting the league at a bond, because nobody else wants to do what Jimmy Haslam did. You know what I'm saying? No other team wants to give him that contract. So it's like, all right, we can offer you this. We can give you the fully guaranteed deal, but we don't want to do that for the Ravens, being like, okay, we offer you this. And then the Ravens like, well, since they offered him that, well, now we have to offer him that. So you're not setting the Ravens don't want to be the ones to set the precedent for it.
Exactly.
So it's like a crazy situation, because it's like a lot of people are saying like, well, yeah, you can kind of give them the money, but we don't want to be the ones to kind of do it. So Lamar just got himself in the situation. But this is crazy to me. I think he should get the money, but at the same time, like, I do understand, like, the injury concerns, and I get all of that. So it's a weird situation. Do y'all think that owners are colluding to, like, make, like, do you
100%.
Feel like, do y'all think
owners 100%. Are colluding? There's no doubt. Not even a question. There's no doubt about it. Okay. There's no and doubt about it. His interest should be top level everywhere. If Baltimore's not going to get the deal done, there's plenty of teams that need quarterbacks. You see the Jets. Let's be real. The Jets is not even really built for Lamar Jackson as far as their offense. But if Aaron Rodgers don't come there, you don't think they're gonna try to do whatever they can to try to sign Lamar? And they can't. What can you do? You can't. So it's like,
but
his level, his interest level should be way higher. There's no doubt about it, bro. You're not gonna get a better quarterback nowhere else.
But I don't think it's a collusion as an anti-Lamar thing.
No, it's an anti-contract. I think
it's
thing.
No, it's a contract. Yeah.
It's we want to we need to reset the quarterback market back down to around where Kyler and them was. We not that Deshaun Watson needs to be an anomaly. And
did Cleveland just rework his deal too?
They restructured it to make. I mean, he's still all his money's guaranteed. He's getting his money, but it's you restructure crazy. It. You
can't do nothing with the money.
You can't
do
nothing with that. You can
like,
make it.
You gotta get that. Yeah. Like,
it's I hate. All of there's 70 million ways that you can restructure and redo these deals. Yeah, that's how the Rams kept doing all that shit. Now they're losing everybody and got to trade away everybody. But you converted, this was a salary, you converted to a signing bonus. So it's like, oh, now your base salary for the year is technically only $4 million, and you just got a $38 million signing bonus. That's what they usually do, is stuff like that. And that clears up the cap space. Player still gets his money. You don't give up. Wait, you mean I could just get 35 mil right now instead of getting it spread out over the next?
They load up your signing bonus. Yeah, that's crazy.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's literally what it is. Who's going to say no to that shit? Like, no. Of course they are. But it's Lamar's getting punished because the Browns were fucking stupid.
That's all it is. They're idiots. Desperate, and then he came back looking like shit. So now you got to hope that this year, he snaps out of that funk and live up to the contract. And then if he does it, you make shit look even worse.
Which is totally possible, because he didn't look great last year.
He didn't look great at all. Like, during any stretch, like, they played bad teams. They played the Houston Texans, and he didn't look good. Like, he didn't look good at all. Like, no stretch. This could be bad. It's already bad, but this could be worse. It might get worse, as a matter
of could at least win. Like, you can at least win and be like, see, hey, maybe it's not worth that much.
But even if it's ugly wins, like if you was on this Tim Tebow and it was just all ugly wins, it's like, well, it's wins. He win it. But no, he looks terrible and you're losing. Like, nigga, this could get pretty ugly quick.
Yeah.
And it's not like y'all don't have the offense for it either.
Not to mention, you're in a very, very, very tough division. So you better figure some shit out because you'll get smoked out there.
Quick.
Well, moving on. Make sure y'all press like and share for your boys. Moving on, our second topic.
Ooh,
well, we all wait for news on Aaron Rodgers, man. Brian Gutekunst spoke about him the other day. He mentioned his career in the past tense. So it looked like that Green Bay situation is a wrap. Look like they sticking with Jordan Love, and it's either Aaron want to go to a new team or you retire. But either way, you're not coming back to Green Bay. We're moving on. Looks like they're done. Applause to them, by the way. All Jets second options. Derek Carr, he's gone. He's in the Saints. Jimmy G is now signed to the Raiders. So all your second options are gone. And if you decide you want to go after Lamar Jackson, yeah, you can offer him the contract. But the like I said, they don't want to set the market, so it's not guaranteed you get them anyway. Because the Ravens could just be like, "We'll go ahead and match."
We'll just match that. Yeah.
So all signs point that A-Rod is going to New York, but there's still no word. What y'all think, man? What y'all think going to happen?
It's too much. It sounds like it's just too much leaning towards them going to the Jets. So I'm gonna lean towards that. I'm going to lean towards them going to the Jets on some Brett Favre shit because they do have a nice offense. He'd be in a better situation than he would be in Green Bay. First of all, he'd be wanted, as you can see. That's first and foremost.
they going hard for Aaron Rodgers.
They've been burning cheese heads and everything. Like, they really been trying to get Aaron for real. And I'm sure Aaron is loving every bit of that. Yeah. So that's first of all. Second of all, their offense wouldn't be that bad with him inserted in there. You got three young receivers, including Corey Davis, Gary Wilson.
He might be a cap casualty, actually.
Yeah. So you got Breece Hall coming back. I mean, they got some talent. He'd be in a better situation than he will be in Green Bay. And he don't look like he want to retire, if he's being honest. Like, he didn't go out like Tom did. If you know what I mean. But I got him going to the Jets. I don't think he's going to retire. Not yet. Who the fuck is that?
Who? No, you're talking about – no, that's – why would the Tennessee Titans trade the face of their franchise away?
Right, because they're clearly shopping Derrick Henry, so he's not the face of it.
You got to have someone to put on the team, what do you call the team guides or whatever that they send out at the beginning of the year, he's got to be on that. So there's no way he's going. Absolutely not.
Gerard, you got to come back to the show so we can talk about y'all quarterbacks.
Yeah. I'll say this. The Jets better do whatever the fuck they can to convince Aaron Rodgers to make sure he don't retire and he comes to the Jets. Because I'm looking over the remaining free agent quarterbacks.
Oh, no. It's Aaron or bust.
Hey, look, bro.
I'm literally, I think the best person would be Taylor Heineke. That's literally the best I see.
Because
I'm taking Heineke over Carson Wentz. That literally got proven this past year. Marcus Mariota. Baker Mayfield.
All right, stop. Hold up.
One more. Jacoby Brissett.
All right.
Okay. Jacoby not bad.
Fact of the matter is the New York Jets' best quarterback is now in Miami. Backing up a dude who I'm not sure she'd even
We don't know. He might be backing up. He might be starting. He might have signed to Miami with the option of having that starting job. It depends on what the hell Tua's head is.
I think he knew what he was doing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he definitely knew what he was doing.
He knew what he was doing. All jokes aside, I do think they'll the trade will come through. I think Rodgers will go through that. That is kind of crazy though, that like another Packers quarterback go to the Jets, like
in the same type of situation. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Got the whole league, holding the whole league hostage for the
with a team of where the Packers literally said, "Fuck it, we don't care anymore. Like, I'm over this shit. We're over this. We're done. Like, go somewhere else. Not doing this shit no more." The only thing that's even close, and it isn't quite the same because these would both be trades, would be Shaq and Dwight Howard both going from Orlando to the Lakers. That's the only thing that's even kind of comparable. But at least Shaq was a free agent and he was done, and Dwight was just an idiot. But listen, he grew up eventually. He helped us in 2020, but he was ass. Here's what it is. That being said, no, he became one of the most beloved people on that championship team. I'm not bullshitting.
Oh my God.
Like, it was outside of after Bron and AD, it was probably like Caruso was a clear number three. And then it was probably like Dwight was probably most beloved after that, especially after he locked up Jokic in the Western Conference Finals.
Not Kuz?
Kuz is very love hated with the Lakers fans. Bruh, oh my God. Yeah, nah. Kuz was very love hated until like we traded him away, and then we got like some of these other dudes, and people realized that Kuz was kind of important. Beside the point, I do think the Jets will eventually swing the deal. I don't think Rodgers is going to retire, not off of that, not off of this year. And I want to say it's the right thing for the Jets. I mean, it's got to be the right thing for the Jets at this point. There's no other option.
The right thing is the only thing. No right or wrong anymore. Like, hey, look, no, it's you. Like, you have to now, which is crazy. It kind of fits his MO. Like, I'm not trying to kill Aaron Rodgers up here, but if you wanted a situation where it was like you're the fucking savior and this is what you've been waiting for, you got your moment. We don't need to wait anymore. Like, the suspense doesn't get any bigger than this, like, at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of why I'm a little bit starting to get turned off to the situation. Because it's like, bro.
This is different.
Like, I get it. I eccentric or whatever. I get it. But it's just like, dude, like, to start of the league year, we could have used this opportunity to get you like pieces, you know what I'm saying, other pieces for the team too, if you would have just let us know so we know how to move our money around. Like, that kind of would have been nice. So I don't expect him to come and be like the exact savior. I think we got a good enough team to make some noise. Let's not get it twisted, but I still think they need a couple of offensive pieces as well for this to be a championship team. You got Thielen out there. He's a free agent. Odell Beckham just had a workout. You got all of these, and you not signing is putting Odell all these other signings in, like, in jeopardy, bro.
They said Odell want $20 million a year. He on one right now. I'm going to need you to play.
Yeah, I don't think Odell will play. Not if you put this price up there. You ain't playing. You ain't trying to play. I mean, don't worry about it.
Together. This is what worries me, and again, it's not the exact same situation, but this time a year ago, there was a trade of a Super Bowl winning quarterback from an NFC team to an AFC team with very good pieces everywhere and a shit quarterback. And we said it doesn't even matter if he's what he used to be because the previous quarterback was so bad. He's got to be at least better than that.
Yo, come on, dog. That's not.
And Russell Wilson was not better than that.
Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers are two totally different animals. I'm not doing that. Aaron will still at least become comparable to what he was at least last year. Like, it's
we thought Russ was still decent. We didn't think he was Russ.
We thought he was decent. Like, Aaron Rodgers is still a level above that. Like, that's the point. Like, no. Nah, hope to God that doesn't happen. Man, that better not happen.
I don't even remember who the Broncos quarterback was that year before. I just know it was awful.
Was it Drew Lock?
I think it was Drew Lock.
I think it was Drew Lock.
It was Drew Lock. Yeah, that was terrible. That was terrible. Was and Drew Russ Lock. Was like, we sure Drew Lock was that bad? Damn. I don't know. We might could still do some shit.
This shit was terrible in Denver.
I just... Y'all might need to go hit up Baker Mayfield or something.
Yo, come the fuck on, bro. I'm not, and you know what's crazy? I called that. Didn't I call that last year? I said, watch. Next year, we gonna fuck around and have, like, Baker Mayfield or some shit as quarterback. I said that shit, and I hope I didn't jinx my squad. I really hope I did. But I think we gonna get Aaron Rodgers, and then we up. We up.
I hope for real it's all good, Aaron, because, bro, goddamn.
If we do get him, we up. That's all I'm going to say. I ain't going to say I'm going to be insufferable. I'm letting niggas know I'm going to be insufferable.
Because if y'all don't get him.
Wilding. I'm going to be insufferable because I know we winning with that. No, all we needed was a quarterback, bro.
Because if y'all don't get him, y'all going to get another black coach fired. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, that's on him. That's on him. Hey, look, now, because at the same time, the organization need to be held accountable too. You put yourself in this situation to wait all this time and miss out on your B, C, D, and E options. You did that.
Cowboys do that every year. They'd be all right. Yeah, but we don't even be waiting. Stay. We don't even be waiting on the plan A. We don't even be waiting on the plan A. We just let plan B, C, and D go to waste. We just sit back and watch.
We just sit back and watch the whole shit.
Whatever, man. What's up, Cole? Shout out, bro.
Cole, what up, G?
What's good?
But all right, man. Going forward, we got a little new segment we're going to do. We're going to try to do this quick. I don't know exactly. I see Corey already ducking smoke. I'm not surprised. Not surprised. Actually, we do kind of need to wait for him to get back. What the Cowboys doing?
Nothing.
Wow,
you thought I was exaggerating that?
I'm asking. I haven't heard anything about what, like, if the Cowboys made a move or nothing.
I was just trying to cover time
until he got back.
We know what we do. The same thing we do every year. Nothing. You know that.
The only positive thing is that, like, the couple people that we're kind of hoping we might resign haven't signed elsewhere yet. Only person we lost was one of the old linemen, and he's super replaceable. So that ain't shit.
He was already replaced anyway. He was starting at first and got replaced.
But yeah, he cool. Bye. When I wake up tomorrow and Van Der Esch, Donovan Wilson, and Dalton Schultz are all signed elsewhere, Dalton Schultz is pretty much gone. Everybody in their mind is saying,
I'm cool with Dalton Schultz leaving. I like the two young.
We got other guys to replace him. I'm not tripping. But we lose Donovan Wilson, I'm be pissed. And yeah, we apparently the only news was that we have apparently contacted Bobby Wagner, but we contact people all the fucking time and it don't leave shit.
Man, we contacted Bobby Wagner last year, along with Von Miller. We contacted all of them and we didn't find nobody.
Y'all be all right, man. All right, let's get to this next segment, man. Y'all ready to have fun? I didn't mean to drown the mood, man.
Yes, you did.
No, hell no. Nah. I was literally asking. You dropped off camera. I was like, well, let me ask a question. My phone is on, like, ESPN for Jets There's news today.
30
like,
other
like, they, Jets news. Yeah, I don't care. I don't care what everybody else is doing.
He ain't said nothing about the Detroit Lions.
We talked about two teams. We talked about two teams. That means there was 30 teams you could have asked about. The Bears is making moves. I think the Bears have done great so far. I love them trading the number one pick. DJ Moore, they got them a number one receiver now. They signed Tremaine Edmonds from the Bills, who's one of the best linebackers in the league. The Bears are doing stuff. You could have asked about them. We could have roasted Gerard's Titans. There's many other areas we could have gone. You chose to go with the Cowboys. I knew what you were doing.
No, what? Yo, this is crazy. I'm not that petty that I was like, yeah, let me shit
yes,
talk.
Yes, you are.
What was my reason for the attack then?
What is the reason for any soul. Attack? You just attack. You don't
anyway, moving the fuck on. Hey, moving on. New segment, goddammit.
What? The same reason for all of our attacks.
What are you talking about?
Read our group chat. We are all petty as shit. We take any shot.
There's nothing but petty in there. There ain't no reasoning in there.
We weren't even sure if that Derrick Henry rumor was fact. We went
immediately
on Gerard.
We went. I hadn't looked it up or nothing. I just saw Malik post it and just went off that. Cool. That's all I needed. I ain't look up shit.
What we do?
I ain't look up nothing.
All right, whatever. We got a new segment, man. It's called On Go or Fuck Out of Here. We're going to have some quick topics. We're gonna take 2 minutes apiece, hopefully, if we're not crying in tears or whatever. Hopefully, 2 minutes apiece on a topic, on go, fuck out of here. Let me get the music playing.
I'm not saying on go. It's the only time you hear me say that. I'm not saying that.
Corey's all
petty right now.
Yes, sir.
What's wrong with him?
Yes, sir. I don't know.
Whatever, yeah, keep that energy. I need that energy for this segment. Let's go. All right, on go or fuck out of here. That's what I'm gonna say, goddamn it. On the Dolphins picking up Tua's fifth year option for 2024.
I'm not with this. Listen, dude, injury prone, concussion city. We can make this quick. Get Tua and the Dolphins the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
I love it. Oh, I love it already. I didn't even know that was coming.
You got surprises.
I want to be positive with this, but I don't know the status of that man's brain right now. So until I know that, I gotta say fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here!
All right, yo. For me, honestly, bro, they got Mike White. Fuck out of here. I'm sorry. You got Mike White now. You got the great white Mike. What you need to him for? Like, yo, I'm telling y'all. They got the great white Mike. Nah, what you need to him for? Sorry. I like what he did for him for A2. I'm sorry. Mike White there. You
get the fuck out of here.
All right. Let's see what Mike do this.
Yeah, all right. So on go a fuck out of here on the Saints being now the best team in the NFC South with the signing of Derek Carr.
Fuck out of here. No, he's not that. He is. No, fuck out of here. Why does this need explanation? Since when has Derek Carr ever been a game changer? I don't care how bad.
I don't know if it's so much based on Derek Carr than the rest of the division. What the hell did the rest of the division do?
That's not the question. Question is it's asked as if Derek Carr is making the Saints the best team in the division.
Right
absolutely
now?
Absolutely fucking not. No.
But right now?
I don't care.
Fuck out of here, man. I'm gonna go on with that right now. Cause right now, Atlanta's the bottom of the barrel. Tampa Bay is definitely bottom of the barrel right now. And so is fucking Carolina. Yeah, I'm going with it right now. Yeah. Right now, New Orleans is the better team out of the four, bro. They actually got a quarterback, which is something the other three ain't got.
Name the teams in the NFC South.
Carolina's got a quarterback, he just ain't drafted yet.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with Derek. I'm going to roll with Carr before I go with the rookie. Yo. Nah. I'm going on with that one.
They still got Michael Thomas there, right?
Right now, yeah.
They still got Alvin Kamara there?
And he on some shit? I feel like I heard some shit.
Kinda, yeah. Well, he got a little situation going, but we'll monitor that.
Right. I'm like, I feel like there was something happening with him.
Right.
He kind of beat the shit out of nigga, kind of on camera. So we'll see.
There we go. Okay. Right. Battery. Okay. Okay.
And what was their record for last year?
I don't think that was shit. They were. They were 7-10, but the whole division was. The Bucks were 8-9, and the other three were all 7-10.
See that exactly.
Who was their quarterback last year? Because Jameis was hurt.
Jameis Winston Andy Dalton.
What was it, Dalton?
Yeah, it was Andy Dalton.
That's another possibility. There you. He's available. He's a free agent.
Yo, cut it out. I'm trying to compose myself here. Be a good host. Just, you know what I'm saying? I'm really trying, but you're poking the bear, guy. You're poking the bear. I ain't look. Hey, you got Alvin Kamara. You got Michael Thomas. That division is still weak. Tom Brady not there no more. I don't know what the hell this first pick is going to be. We don't know if it's going to be Bryce, or we don't know if it's going to be CJ, or we don't know if it's going to be. Who's the other kid that showed out in the combine?
Oh, the from Florida. No, it's going to be CJ or Bryce.
It's going to be CJ or Bryce. I'm just saying because there was talks a bit today about them being wild about his workout and wanting to be him. So I don't know what it's going to be.
It's like a CJ Bryce top two, and then it's kid from Florida who's the one who broke all the fucking records.
Yeah, right.
And the kid from Kentucky who threw like shit at the combine apparently. And they're like a level below.
Right. But I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna say I'm gonna go with this one for right now. Just for right now. I gotta see how everything plays out. It's still a little bit early. All right, so next one, on go or fuck out of here with the Giants giving Daniel Jones 4 years, $160 million with $82 million guaranteed and placing a franchise tag on Saquon Barkley.
You know the answer. Does Danny Dimes? 160 to
Let it will know my slogan.
That was literally the best season Daniel Jones will ever have in his life.
That's his first year with Daboll. I mean, you don't know that. He could take off from here. With Vanilla Fake. You saw that. Group chat was going crazy. Hey, look. Group chat was going crazy. That's Vanilla Vic right there.
He had us looking like, what?
No.
Yeah, but fuck out of here because y'all did franchise tag Saquon Barkley, and that's why I got to say fuck out of here. Stole the reason.
Yeah, I don't like the way they did Saquon in this situation. That's my issue. That's my issue.
Like, thing, bro. I
get you paying him because you do need a quarterback. Like I get you paying him because he did go off at that second half of the season, so he did show enough for you to pay him.
He's the most important part of that offense. You got to take care of him first.
But you know how the NFL is. They don't give running back second contracts now. So
right.
I get that too. But I mean, damn, you can't take care of Saquon. Like he seemed healthy.
For once,
he was healthy.
When's the last time Saquon been healthy before this year?
Okay, you go not pay him because he's not healthy, but you paying Daniel Jones off of a half decent year. Let's be real, bro. The nigga was on the verge of losing his job before he played well this year. So why can't we pay Saquon Barkley?
I wouldn't have paid neither one. But they chose to pay that. I think it was stupid to pay Daniel. It was dumb as hell to pay Daniel Jones that kind of money. I'm sure this is an NFL contract, so I'm sure like after this year they can do some shit. There's an out after 2 years and they'll only owe him $2 million or some shit because that's how NFL contracts work all the damn time.
Yeah, I'm sure. But this hell for sure.
But still, like, I wouldn't pay neither one of them. I get it. We know what Saquon is. Like, when he's healthy, he's a big playback who's usually shit on the other nine plays. That's who he's been. 2 yards, 2 yards, 3 yards, 1 yard, 2 yard, 1 yard, 56-yard touchdown. That is Saquon
Barkley. Home run hitter.
It's a home run, boy. Like, what you want him to do?
Home run hitter.
I want him to play. That's what I want him to do. Fucking play.
Well, hopefully the next time the Giants play the Cowboys, Saquon will be 100% running all over y'all niggas. But for now, for Daniel Jones, we got to stay.
All right, get the fuck out of here.
All right. So, so next one we got. Oh, karma's a ho-ho, because guess who we talking about now, baby? Are we on go or fuck out of here on the Lakers catching the 6 seed? Corey, you go last. Marcus, I want to hear your expertise first.
Let me take a brief, quick look at the standings again, once again.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. No, we in there. For sure. We are 2 games back of the 6 seed right now. Held by the Golden State Warriors, who are the worst road team in the fucking league. They can't do shit on the road. Them niggas got smoked by Memphis on the road in like a primetime game. Dallas is a struggle right now. Minnesota's hit or miss. OKC and Utah are going to fall back. We'll pass both of them. And we got New Orleans tomorrow. We're going to get that win. I believe us in that. And then we got Houston on Wednesday. We're definitely getting that win. We'll be back to 500 by Wednesday night. We'll probably be like 7 at that point. And we have a bunch of games against the teams that are all in this group. We win those games, we'll be all right. I think we will. And then Bron's going to get on his Wolverine shit, and he'll be back for like final 2 weeks of the season. We'll push up.
Marcus?
It's round one, and it's getting hot in here, and you know DNA slogan. Get him the fuck out of here.
Let him win no my slogan.
Hell no. Get AB help the fuck out of here. Y'all really need Alex Caruso. Get Austin Reeves the fuck out of here.
You be pumping up that Reeves.
Hold on, the fuck out of here.
Nah, y'all not gonna come like that. Y'all been pumping up Reeves for like 2 weeks straight, saying he was next to player after AD. Y'all not going to turn on Reeves now. Reeves been hooping. Y'all know Reeves been hooping. We not going to do that. Go at Troy Brown all you want.
I'm crying.
Go at Malik Beasley. Go at Malik Beasley, who's shooting, I think,
26%
three
in the last
7 games.
Hey, play in maybe 6 seed. No, sir. I'm not doing it.
Hey, that was crazy. Hey, look, I don't know how y'all making the 6 seed, man. I'm sorry. We didn't have Jalen Brunson last night, and we lost What?
We didn't have LeBron.
So what? You still had D'Angelo, didn't you?
Let me finish my point.
All right, we didn't have Jalen Brunson. Julius Randle has been playing horrible. Horrible.
I'll get Randle.
We had lost like the past three games. We look discombobulated out of there. AD's been being called Anthony Chamberlain or whatever from your head coach.
Well, Julius Randle, he's supposed to pump up his players.
Let me finish my point. I didn't interrupt you, so stop interrupting me. So Anthony Davis is getting cooked by Julius Randle all in the first quarter. He had like 18. I actually at one point I saw the score and I text you, yo, we're on to Portland. It looked like you were clearly about to win that game. And then all of a sudden, I'm checking my phone, and we win. So, no, I'm sorry. If you can't beat the Knicks that you were talking shit about all week, saying you were ready to see us, if you can't beat the Knicks, everybody talking shit about the Knicks, and if you can't beat them and you're in the Western Conference with players a lot better, teams a lot harder, 6 seed, hey, look, my boy.
Get the fuck out of here.
Sorry.
Teams a lot better? Huh? A lot better in the Yeah, who's the best championship contender in the West right now? The East is better than the West right now. Who are the championship contenders in the West?
All right, so you're gonna put me in a box because I don't wanna. I see. I could name a team, but I don't want to name a team. You know what I'm saying? Because the person that is a fan of the team, I don't like. So I can't. I understand I'm supposed to be your favorite sportscaster. I'm supposed to be like unbiased and all that shit, but I refuse to at this point. So I'll give you that. The East is better.
They gotta respect the honesty, though.
I'll give you that. The East is better, so I'll go ahead and concede that point. But everything else I said still stands. Gotta get the fuck out of here.
Like I said, I'll give Randall Cooker. Randall Cooker. There ain't no 90. He's still pissed off.
Yeah, like 8 points too. What was that about?
What?
Didn't he have 8 points last night?
Who? AD?
Yeah.
No, he had 16 last night. He had 8 the game before against Toronto. Because them niggas just was put 3 people on and it was like, you're not touching the ball.
Yeah, well, that's what you should do. When it's
they literally, like, it wasn't even like, oh, he got 8 shots, but he took, like, 8 points, but he took, like, 19. Like, he had, like, 7 shots. Like, they literally were like, you're not shooting the ball at all. And thankfully, other motherfuckers top. Problem was, y'all were like, no, Malik Beasley, okay, you're supposed to be a shooter. Go ahead, shoot, Beasley. They got a bunch of wide open threes and couldn't make none. Troy Brown, a bunch of wide open threes, couldn't make none. If them niggas make their shots, we win that game. It's not like they were doing challenge shots. You're getting wide open. This is why you're in the lineup.
Right,
hit
right.
open threes. You fail to hit open threes. That is a problem. Beasley gonna keep shooting because he don't know nothing else to do. And Darvin Ham is.
Well, Darvin did tell Malik this way. I said, "What we got you here for? You better."
He said it again after the game last night. They asked him if he's concerned. He said, "No, I tell him to keep shooting."
Well,
which I'm not even mad at because that is what you're best at. So if you gonna be hesitant, then you don't need to be on the court at all.
Malik Beasley doesn't need to stop shooting. He needs to keep shooting. He is a high percent shooter. So that, I will give you that one. Now, Troy Brown on the other side here. Now, that guy.
Listen, Troy thinks he's Clay. Troy thinks he's Clay.
Malik, play the sound one more time for Troy Brown, man.
Got another one for him, man. Hold on.
Troy Brown, bro.
Bro, perfect segue. Speaking of shooters. On go, or fuck out of here with Dylan Brooks' recent comments on Draymond and NBA vets. Now, in case y'all don't know, Dylan Brooks and Draymond been going back and forth after I think Memphis blew out Golden State the other night. So Dylan Brooks all of a sudden started talking crazy. He said, "I'm not worried about Draymond. I'm a better player than Draymond." Boom, those comments. And then he's now, it seemed like, bro, kind of like on a media trend because. Every day now I hear a new quote from Dylan Brooks.
Right.
Like, it's crazy. Like, I knew he talked, but on the court. Now he's starting to take that from on the court and be a loudmouth off the court. So all of a sudden I think a reporter had asked him a question about NBA vets. And he said, "Who you want us to sign? You want us to go sign Carmelo? You want us to go sign Dwight? They're not real NBA vets. An NBA vet would be like Udonis Haslem." Melo then responded with, "Hey, bruh, leave me out of it." You know what I'm saying? So we on go with this? Do we understand his energy here? Or is it fuck out of here with Dylan Brooks' comments on Draymond and NBA vets? What y'all think?
My thing is, it's fuck out of here from the standpoint that right now y'all got a lot on your plate right now with Ja being out. Y'all ain't been playing the best. Y'all up and down. And Dylan Brooks, you're Dylan Brooks. Let's be real. Like, I ain't trying to, like you cool. Let's get it fucked up. I'm not going to try to, you know, sit on him like he averages 2 points a game because he does average like 14, 4 a game. Cool. You still haven't accomplished enough to be talking about the niggas over here that's winning 4 championships. Y'all got to relax. Y'all not a rival. I understand the want and the need to, but you're not a rival. And your comments for Melo and Dwight Howard for what? Melo just announced his retirement. Dwight is over in Japan fighting big 7'5 giants. Like, they ain't got nothing to do with you and what's going on. No reason to bring them up. Fuck out of here with Dylan Brooks, man. I'm sick of him. And besides, bro, you've been struggling too, bro. You ain't even hit double figures your last three games, including the game that y'all played in Golden State. So,
well, get the fuck out of here. Stop wasting my time.
First, just to address what Bobby said about Ja Morant, the problem isn't him brandishing a gun because it is legal in Tennessee. The problem is they were in Denver at the time. It's illegal to bring out-of-state firearms into Colorado. And it is also the fact that in order to have got that gun in Colorado, he would had to have brought that weapon on a team plane, which is super, super against all NBA rules to bring any firearms on team facilities. That is the issue and why he could get a huge suspension from the league or from the team.
Yeah, we got not him owning the gun. Bobby, stick around. We'll talk about
it. Yep. As far as this, I am in full agreement. Fuck out of here, Dylan Brooks. You know why the Lakers beat the Grizzlies when I was in the building last Tuesday? Because we sat back and said, go ahead, Dylan Brooks. Keep shooting. Please keep shooting. We want Dylan Brooks to shoot 20 times a game. It is of the opposition's best interest when Dylan Brooks takes on a larger offensive role, because he ain't that dude. And that's the problem. If this was Tatum saying this, if this was Luka saying this, if this was Booker saying this, someone who has any kind of accomplishments in the league, this might hold some weight. Dylan Brooks, you don't get to mention Melo. Melo's a Hall of Famer, even though to me that's questionable. He's numbers wise, he's going to make the Hall of Fame. Dwight's a Hall of Famer. You don't get to. BJ Armstrong can't say shit about fucking Kobe. Like, you can't, you don't get. Nah, there's levels to this shit.
I don't know why BJ Armstrong came ahead. I think it's because it was one of my favorite Bulls growing up.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, fucking Byron Russell can't say Byron Russell can't mention no shit like that. Like, you not. No, your role. As LeVar Ball said, stay in your lane. You're good. You're new light-skinned Pat Bev. Just stick to that role. Call him.
Get the fuck out of here. Stop wasting my time.
Light-skinned Pat Bev. Yes, yeah, I don't even know if Pat Bev be dressed in, like, Spicy Stone Cold. That was kind of wild. That was wild.
Yeah,
you get him the fuck out of here for that alone.
Well, I'm gonna try this because Marcus went off, so I'm gonna try. I want to try. I want to see if I can give it a go. Hold on, one second.
Let him will know my slogan.
Definitely, you can get Dylan Brooks the fuck out of here. You can get this tough guy persona that you got the fuck out of here. You can talk about this talking while you losing shit the fuck out of here. This rivalry that you think that you got with the Warriors. They got four rings. You got none. You can get all of that shit the fuck out of here. These comments on Melo, he's a Hall of Famer. He'll do more than what you will ever do in this league. You can get the fuck out of here. These comments on Dwight Howard, even though he's not in the league, he's over in Taiwan doing whatever. Balling out there, trying to get back in the league. He's an NBA champion, so you can get the fuck out of here. I'm not sure what's going on with the Memphis Grizzlies at this point. You got all this shit surrounding around your superstar Ja. You don't think as a teammate you need to do what you need to do to quiet the fuck down for the organization so you can get your shit right heading into the playoffs? No. Sorry, Dylan Brooks. You can please
get the fuck out of here!
It's crazy. I don't get what's going on with the Memphis Grizzlies these days. I really don't. And shit like this,
especially him. He was talking. He been talking. Bro, heavy. And he threw some shots at Luka and Kyrie too for no reason when they were playing the Mavs. It's like, what's up with this dude?
It's crazy, bro. Do you or at this point, yo, you're a top two seed in the West, bro. A top three, maybe. I think
top three. The Sacramento Kings three. Yeah, Sacramento Kings.
You're a top three. You're a top three team in the league. If you get Ja back, you got arrested, motivated Ja.
Which is another part of the problem too. You niggas was number two. You niggas dropped down to number three. So,
but y'all keep doing this.
Stop still running your mouth. Yeah. Hey,
y'all keep doing this. It's crazy at this point. Yo, just ball.
They went full heel, but like they think they're the bloodline, but they're the social outcast. Like y'all ain't want shit. Like These niggas got rings.
And he dressed like the maximum male model.
You won one playoff series that you shouldn't have won. You won one playoff series that you should have got swept in. Let's calm down.
Beating the Timberwolves is not really a big accomplishment. Calm down. Bro.
Shit is crazy. And I like the Grizzlies. Like, I like the bravado.
Everyone
like,
did.
I like the bravado, but it's like, bro, at this point, y'all got a lot going on, bro. It just play ball at this point. We don't need you in the media. It's okay if you saying all this shit on the court, but it's every day now. Like, it's not like it's once in a while. Bro, Ja just got suspended, what, 2-3 games ago? This definitely not the time to be running your mouth, bro. Just play
why y'all niggas complain that Steven Adams is why y'all went shit the bed all of a sudden.
Just play ball. That's all I want. Just play ball. I ain't got no issues with him. I like how he plays. I like his toughness and all of that. I get that. But bro, just play ball. Or just
get the fuck out of here.
Alright, so last one. On go a fuck out of here with the Suns being forced to win the West after KD's injury.
No.
Nah, honestly, I didn't have them being favorites to win the West with KD, only because I thought I don't think their depth was enough. But nah, after this, it's like it's not meant to be. It's like as soon as he got over there to Phoenix and seen Chris Paul, the nigga slip, fell, and sprained his ankle. Like, this shit crazy. If this ain't proof that Chris Paul is bad luck, bro, I don't know what else you need, goddamn. I don't know what else you need. What other proof do you need, nigga? It's in the pudding. It's right in front of you. It's not Chris Paul's fault.
No. Did he drop it? Did he drop the water?
I'm done. Right? I'm done.
Does Chris Paul take KD up for that? Wow.
That's crazy, bro.
I got a fuck out of here. All right, man. Corey.
Yeah, no. I can't. You can't. Even with the West being so weird right now, I can't put Phoenix as the favorite. Like, I'm not going to say who is, but I can't put Phoenix there because now you're relying on them figuring it out in the playoffs, literally in the playoffs. And that usually doesn't go too well. What's helping them is that we don't know what the fuck's going on with Memphis. Sacramento has never done shit, so you can't trust them. Dallas got the worst defense of the last 50 years. Niggas just dropped 130 on them every fucking game. No one knows what the fuck's up with the Warriors. When is Andrew Wiggins going to be back? Is Gary Payton going to be healthy? Lakers health, we don't know what the fuck's going on. Like, there's no one. The only thing going for the Suns is that every single team in the West has some kind of issue. Mm-hmm. And so if all of those fatal flaws turn out to be fatal like they might be, it becomes a talent thing, and then you're going to tend to lean toward Phoenix because you got KD and Booker and Ayton and Marcus's favorite player. And Josh Okogie, who's suddenly like one of the five best wings in the league. What the fuck did this come from? Every time I look at Phoenix, Josh Okogie is fucking dunking on somebody and hitting 6 threes in a goddamn game. What?
Yeah, I saw this shit up close and personal. He hit 31 on us when we played him last week. So. Yeah, I don't know when he got cold, but he up there.
Mm-hmm.
Get the fuck out of here.
All right. Regardless of the injury or not, if KD is healthy come playoff time, I can't get him the fuck out of here, bro. I'm sorry. I can't. If KD and Book are healthy, Chris Paul, he going out eventually. I mean, just keep it real. Like, he going out eventually.
He's out now. He is out. He's been out. He's been out this whole year.
I don't trust Chris Paul to be 100% healthy. But when I'm looking at other teams, it's just... Mavericks not gonna get their shit together. I don't trust the Clippers in any type of situation.
I forgot about them. Holy shit.
I don't trust the Clippers in any type. You forgot about them. You get my point? Yeah, like, who knows what the Lakers are going to be? The Warriors can't win road games
at all.
Can't win road games. So if you can't win road games, and then you don't have a high playoff seed to start the season, to start the playoffs, I can't say that you're going to be the team to beat them. Like, it's just crazy. And we know how I feel about Denver. I think they frauds. Period. Sorry. They just look how ugly losses they got recently. Like, can't. That's why you got me in the corner, because I can't call them favorites after what the hell we've seen these past 30 games. Nick Claxton looked like shot the other night.
So
when I look at it, and I look at it from a talent standpoint, I'm like, I'm gonna go ahead and roll with KD.
Their talent is 4D. It's a very, very, very good 4, but it is 4D.
It's really good 4, actually. It's a very, it's a really good solid 4. Like, I was like, can't hold you.
Get like, Chris Jock Paul, Landale, Booker, and
Kevin Durant, and DeAndre Ayton? Like, what? Like,
you need 7. You need 7.
I get that.
In the playoffs.
I get that.
And when that next 3 is a Kogi fucking campaign and Jock Landale.
That's nasty.
It's scary. It gets very scary real quick.
What campaign will be out if a new song or dance come out before the playoffs start? That's where you get this motivation from. I'm telling you, I've seen it. They'll be fine.
I can't wait to see Chris Paul in the playoffs. That's all I do.
Light the beam. Kings coming out the West. De'Aaron Fox.
I didn't mention them. I did not mention them. I think they're still too young, though. I think they have a Memphis type run.
That's kind of who I want Phoenix to see, because I want to see Paul have to chase De'Aaron Fox around.
There's no way in hell he's guarding De'Aaron Fox. They putting that nigga on Keegan Murray. They are not. You go guard the nigga that's in the corner.
Cool. Keenan Murray. What? Cool. Man, y'all nigga, let's go bucket too.
Because he can't guard Kevin. He can't guard Herter coming off screens and shit.
He can't guard nobody. He can't guard no one. You gotta have to sit down. They're gonna have to treat him like they treat the big man in the playoffs. Like, oh, you can't run. They'll treat him like Brook Lopez. Nah,
they
gonna
play that nigga off the court.
Cam.
All right, man. We're going to wrap up this show. Appreciate y'all for that, man. That's all going fuck out of here. New segment. I'm definitely clipping that shit up later. That was
fun. Yeah,
we're
doing that every week. Fuck that.
Yeah. That shit was fun. All right. So next to last topic, since we were talking about Denver, we are perfect segue, actually, from what I've said into this. A lot of talk about Nikola Jokic being, you know what I'm saying, the top choice to be MVP. He's still at – what's his numbers, Corey? Do you have him?
Jokic?
Yeah.
His current numbers are 24 points. He's averaging a triple-double right
now. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
24.7, 12 rebounds, 10 assists.
Team number one in the West. Again, there's a lot of talk about him being a favorite to win the third straight MVP. There's being a lot of pushback on it, though.
While also shooting like 62% from 3.
Shit is crazy. like when you think about his numbers, it's wild.
That's nuts.
There's still a lot of pushback. They're saying that a lot of people who have won third MVP have had playoff success, maybe got to a finals, won a finals by now. They don't necessarily feel like Jokic is worthy of the third MVP because he hasn't accomplished that. And the reason why, well, I think I heard Nick Wright say this, so let me not get too far into it. It may just be his point. But like I was saying, there's been a lot of pushback on this with older voters compared to newer voters, saying that they're relying more on analytics. And you know what I'm saying? To forget how the history of the MVP is being told and things like that. What's y'all opinion? Do you think Nikola Jokic should win this third straight MVP?
I don't think it's fair to say, well, it's not like he's been shit in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
He's still hooping. Ain't his fault that offensive Aaron Gordon don't do shit in playoffs. Jamal Murray get hurt. Like, to say, oh, well, they lost last year. They should have lost last year. They were playing the fucking Warriors. Got cooked. He's doing unbelievable things. His team is the best record in the West, one of the best records in all of basketball. Now, if you think someone else is just more deserving, that's fine. If you just feel like Embiid's having a better season and he deserves credit and Philly's doing this good, 100%. But I don't think you can discount and just say he can't win it because of shit that has nothing to do with this regular season. That has absolutely nothing to do with this regular season. It doesn't. And I know that.
But I get that it's.
That I hasn't that mattered it, in previous years.
That's my point. Like, I get that. I totally get that it's a regular season award. And I get that point. You know what I'm saying? That it's just supposed to be a regular. My bad. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm
no, sorry. You're fine. Even to that point, my response would be, and I use this in life all the time, just because this is the way things have been in the past doesn't mean it's how it's supposed to be.
I get that.
This is how it was. So what? They don't make it cool now. If he's the best player and he's the most valuable player, and not only his individual numbers, but if you look at his fucking on-off numbers, when he goes to the bench, that ship right. sinks immediately. Them niggas go from up 9 to down 4 in 78 seconds. Like, that shit is bad. And that, I mean, and I'm sure some of that has to do with Denver's bench because they're not deep, because the team's not that good, and that's what ain't coming out the West. But I don't like the arguments of, well, he didn't do this in the playoffs last year. Okay. That ain't stop other, like, I wanted to go to the best, who is the best player this season on and is affecting winning. And if he's doing that better than anybody else, which there is a very good argument that he is, then he's the fucking MVP. As much as I don't like to admit it, and it's not to say there isn't arguments from other people, like I said. If you feel like that person's Embiid, you can absolutely make that argument. That motherfucker's killing right now. So is Giannis. Both of them deserve very much recognition. But I just don't want it. I don't like the award being lost because of that. Just say this person's having the better year. And if that's the case, then so be it. But the nigga's putting it. You're not supposed to do 24. I didn't even realize it until I just read them shits off again. 25, 12, and 10. Like, the fact that motherfuckers are batting it, I understand that they lost to a Brooklyn team that they were supposed to lose to. But the fact that niggas is brushing off 37, 20, and 11, like, that's some normal-ass line. Who the fuck else is putting up a line like that in the last 25 years? Like, we are legitimately seeing some shit that we have never seen at this level, and it is getting to, and listen, we shit on Gerard and have fun at Denver's expense and Jokic's expense, and yeah, he can't do shit on defense, fair enough. This is some legendary shit. Like, we cannot discount the fact that this slow, out of shape looking Serbian is cooking everybody on a nightly basis without even trying. Nigga be the best player on the court and have 10 points and 19 assists and will have controlled the whole fucking game. You don't see no shit like that. Like, give him his credit. Just let give him his credit. That's all I ask. And then we'll roast them when they get put out the playoffs.
Yeah, it's definitely to the point where he's just being taken advantage of. It's like people look at the numbers that he put up. They're really video game type numbers that he put up on a nightly basis. So it's like, of course we got to find a way to.
Sorry, Marcus.
Yeah, fuck the ride. But it gets to the point like we just got to find a way to hate on it because it's so unbelievable what he's doing. 30, 20, and 11 is just ridiculous numbers for anybody. But for him to do it and just stand at the top of the key with holding the ball up with one hand and control the whole game like that, you don't see that every day. Do he deserve to be MVP? You're damn right. He deserves at least a look, if not anything. You can't discredit nothing that he's done because of some playoff shit. By the way, from what I saw last year, I thought he played pretty damn well in the playoffs, and they were fouling the shit out of him. So I don't see why not. Why shouldn't he win his third MVP if he's playing like he's been playing? I don't see why not. Not to mention Denver's number one. It's not like he's down at the bottom fighting, trying to get in the play-in. He got his team at the top of the West. Now, granted, the West is borderline, it's kind of trash this year, but he's at the top of it.
Yeah, I agree with y'all. I was going to come up here and be a hater. I can't.
I wish I could.
I can't. Like, it's like when you putting up numbers like that. Like, Corey, what was his numbers for against the Nets?
Oh, shit.
You said it was like 37.
It was like 37,
20, 11,
or something like that.
What? Like, he did what? Like, I guess
35, 20, and 11.
What?
That's crazy.
Him?
That's crazy.
Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, what? You serious? Him? And if we just go and play this like it's a regular season award, if you felt that way about the playoffs, don't give the MVP out until after the playoffs.
Which they could have been did.
That's all you could do is make sure you include all of that. But if it's a regular season award and he's putting up numbers like this, all that political shit, you can get the fuck out of here. Y'all always do this shit about who you trying to put on the Mount Rushmore and to try to put like different categories and try to manipulate the MVP award to try to fit other narratives. I'm not trying to do none of that with y'all. If it's a regular season award and it's the best player in the league and you rather him have the best record while putting up monster numbers, he fits all of that. Am I correct? You fit all of that. So I don't see how you can't give him MVP. That's wild to me. Nah, I got him as MVP. Got to.
So I had to look
because we don't like you. Like, that's what you don't get. Like, literally, we don't like you. That's why.
The minute you come back on the show, we gonna roast Nikola Jokic again.
Like,
well, absolutely. Here's the people who have done this since 2000. It's happened 5 times. Twice was by Jokic.
Yeah.
Once Luka. In that ridiculous game against the Knicks. Here's the other two. Boogie Cousins in 2018, when he was with the Hornets.
I remember that.
Dropped 44, 23, and 10. I will not say who that was against.
Who was it against?
It's against the Bulls.
I was not expecting that.
I'm sorry.
I thought it was going to be me or the Lakers.
Nah. I didn't want to do that. Here's the one you will never guess. Oh, God damn it, and this makes Malik happy. David Lee with the New York Knicks.
I remember that game. No, I remember that. I do remember that game. David Lee went crazy.
37, 20, and 10 in 2010 against the Warriors.
That's the game that got on the contract. I remember that game.
Before that, it hadn't happened since 1976. And all of the rest of those are Wilt a bunch of times, Elgin Baylor a couple, Elgin Baylor three times, Kareem once, Oscar twice, and randomly George McGinnis. I don't know. It's just random. There's a couple random people with him. But like I said, there's Kareem did it, I think, 11 times, and then it's Elgin and Jokic who've both done it three times.
Well, next topic, Ja Morant suspension. We had somebody comment on it earlier. We don't necessarily know if he's suspended or not. They haven't really said anything.
There's they no haven't thing. Been labeling it as – they just been sending them away because I don't think the league want – of course, they don't want him to come back so soon off rip. That's for sure. But for whatever reason – they haven't labeled any suspension on him either. They just say he's away from the team. So
Right. We all know about the – I don't know. If you're living under a rock, there's been a lot of speculation around Ja. Ja was in the nightclub in Denver. Flashed the gun on IG, the craziest shit. Flashed the gun on IG, which led the NBA to see the video. Now they're investigating it because – if Ja had the gun on him at all times, that means he had the gun on him when he played in Denver, which means he had the gun on him on the NBA premises, which is not allowed, and it is an automatic 50-game suspension.
That's what got Gilbert.
Automatic 50-game suspension. We're not even talking about it.
Yep.
If you had that on the team bus or on the team facility, automatic 50-game suspension. The NBA hasn't really said they have concluded their investigation on that yet. But the Memphis Grizzlies have went ahead. Just, Ja, you just got to kind of like need to stay home right now. They kind of levied their own 2-game suspension, which is now turned into indefinite. And I think I heard another story where it's going to be at least the next 4. I don't know if I heard at least the next four.
He already missed the next one would be his 4th game. So he probably don't miss another 4 after that.
This would be his 5th. So they recently tweeted out not too long ago, Woj did, that he's entering some counseling facility in Florida. So what does that mean? We're not sure. They said there's still no time there before his return. So he's still out for now.
A counseling facility? That doesn't sound good.
Yeah, that sounds
That doesn't sound good. So I'm going to just say indefinite. I'm going to say he's away from the team indefinitely. Right. I had kind of posted something on Facebook that I kind of got into it about, like, people have been blaming T. Morant for everything. And da, 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 da. So who do y'all think is to blame for this? If the blame goes multiple ways, you can divide it up, whatever. But who's to blame for the job situation?
First and foremost, we got to start at Ja. We got to start right there. The behavior he's been doing, all the list of stuff that he was accused of doing is one thing. And then in the midst of that, you go on Instagram Live, and that's what you do. And kind of show you the focus, by the way, on where he is, because this is after y'all just played the number one team in the West, and y'all had just got smoked, too. So that's another thing, like his focus not there. But, you know, yeah, for the shit that Ja did, he got to take accountability for it. I'm not one to crucify him for it because everybody got their own path. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody got their own path that they got to go through to become who they are. You know what I'm saying? So I got no bones with him with that. But I also got to put some. I got to put some of the blame on the organization, the team, however you want to put it, all of them. All of them. Everybody was around that, and nobody really just stepped in and intervened to stop that. Nobody. I understand they said that they had a speech beforehand with Stephen Adams stood up and said that everybody need to watch how they go out and all of that. All that's well and good. But Ja had some pretty serious incidents where somebody was supposed to step in and say, hey, look, listen, however you moving, you better chill the fuck out because now you fucking with us. You know what I'm saying? And that didn't happen. So I got to put some of the blame on them, too. I'm not one to say T. Morant and all of that because I don't know the conversation that they had.
I just don't.
That's my point. Yes.
I don't know. I'm not one to believe that T will want his son to be out here acting like that. I had to guess and I put two or two together, I would say that T probably told him to chill out just like everybody else did. So I'm not one to blame him. I'm not, you know, I don't know that. I don't know that he's up there just apping him up to do that either. So to me, it's job first. If you're going to put a percentage on it, let's just say I put 75% on job. Let's just put the rest on and put the rest on the team.
I'm in a similar boat. Definitely the vast majority goes on to Ja Morant. At the end of the day, you are an adult. You know, and especially these days, this isn't some this isn't some new social media ain't new no more. These situations ain't new. This isn't you have been a big deal for 4 to 5 years now. You've been well known. You know that all eyes are on you. You know everything you do is going to be magnified. And for him to suddenly, and like really out of nowhere over the last year, it has seemed to, I mean, we don't know what he's doing behind closed doors, but for him to just get openly like, fuck it, doing all that, it's really kind of concerning, and it makes me wonder if there is something else going on, because it really just seemed to spiral out of nowhere. Like he's always been brash. He's always never had any issue talking to people and going off on the court, but for the things to kind of escalate the way they did off the court, and for the awareness, for the lack of awareness, and I guess that's where you can put some on the organization, you can put some on the people around him or his parents. You'd like to think that we all want to have people in our corner who are going to tell us when to slow it the fuck down and when to chill out and when things get out of control. But we don't always have that. And people who are around people with money don't always want to be that person, because they want to make sure that money keeps going, and if they're not pissing off the money, so it's difficult. Oh dear God, Anthony, I was supposed to write somebody. Sorry, but sorry, this shit just pops up out of nowhere. So it's kind of hard to really put a number or kind of a percentage on everyone else, because we don't know what was said. Like you said, we don't know those conversations. You like to think those things would be happening, but whether they did or whether they didn't, at the end of the day, it's Ja Morant is making these final
decisions. He definitely don't need to be hanging around on East Memphis niggas, man. Come on.
At all.
Not East Memphis.
At the end of the day, he's the one making these final decisions. He is the one who's choosing whether to listen to him or whether to ignore the things that are being told to him. And he's the star. You're the money. At the end of the day, all the blame's gonna fall on you, because ain't nobody gonna give two shits about them other dudes who be around you, whatever the fuck goes on with them. No one's going to care. That shit's going to make the news, and if it does, it's going to say associate of Ja Morant every single time.
Yeah.
So he's the vast majority. I'd go as high as 90% is on him, because you are grown, you're an adult. Like you said, we don't know the conversations that T. Morant or any of his family or any of people are having. It's concerning to me that his mother would get in a situation in the mall and call him like that.
Called John. That was kind of crazy to me.
That is concerning to me. Don't know. We don't know all of the specifics, but based on what we heard, stuff like that is concerning to me, because you're putting them in a situation where things like this can happen. And that's not what parent, that's not how it's supposed to go.
Parents
should not be putting the kid in a situation where they can ruin things like that.
Yeah.
So stuff like that is concerning, but again, we only know so much. So because of that, in my opinion, the majority has to go on job, because you grown. And the league don't play with none of that shit. And the league actually sets shit up and has classes and talks and all that shit to talk about. All they not just letting you just go wherever the fuck and throw you out there to the wolves like it was back in the fucking 80s and 90s when niggas ain't give a fuck where you was going. They actually try to do shit and set shit up to help you out. So he's got to get his shit together. I hope he does because he's a fucking star. But yeah, the vast majority has to go on him, in my opinion.
Yeah, I kind of agree with. I actually agree with Marcus's percentage, honestly. It's just the reason why I agree with Marcus's percentage is this. I'll get into team and rant later, but. The reason why I agree with Marcus's percentage is this. I feel bad for Ja because this is the reason why I feel bad for Ja. It's because, bro, I know it seemed like Ja, a cool dude. You got all this money. And me being in Memphis, like, Corey, you saw how I fell in love with Memphis. Like, yes. Immediately. Like,
yes.
Immediately, I was in love with Memphis. So if Ja feel any way about Memphis that I felt about Memphis, I can see Ja getting lost in that. Because Memphis kind of like tricks you a little bit. Like it seemed like everybody's all cool and everything like that. But Reese would be in my ear like, hey, bro, be careful about some of these niggas. Yo, the niggas will be cool with you. And then all of a sudden, da 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 da.
For real.
You get what I'm saying? So I look at this Ja Morant situation a little bit differently than everybody being there and kind of like chilling around and seeing how, like, I'm like, oh, okay, so when this Ja shit coming out, I'm like, yeah, somebody got to talk to Ja, but I kind of get why Ja is at because the city lit. Like, if you've never been to Memphis, you need to go. Maybe you probably will understand what I'm saying. So it's Ja's fault, though. You a grown man. You make your own decisions, blah, 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 blah. I'm putting 25% on an organization just for Adam Silver's comments the other day. Just for Adam Silver's comments saying that we have connections with the police. We have connections with the FBI. We know what you're doing. We know what you're with. We know who you're with. Da 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 da. Trust me, we know. If you know, did you get the job before all of this? Because if you knew all of this was happening and you didn't get the job, especially as the organization, you're Memphis. You're in Memphis. You know how Memphis is. You had Z-Bo. You had a whole bunch of people. Trust me. You know how Memphis is. You had Tony Allen. You know Memphis. Why didn't you get the job and warn him about this when he originally came? Was that possible? I don't know. I don't know if you did that. My point with T. Morant is like, yo, bro, that's his father. Like, let's kind of slow down on y'all killing T. Morant for this. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve a share of blame because it's hard for me to blame him not knowing the conversations that are having behind closed doors as a father. Because as a father of me, I'm really, really tight with my son. So if I'm really, really tight with my son, when I go to his basketball games, I'm not your friend there. I'm not your dad there. I'm your friend at your basketball games. So it's going to look like I'm your homie when I'm at basketball games, especially if you make it, bro. I'm always going to celebrate your success, regardless if you're out here in these streets fucking up. I'm going to still celebrate your success on the court with you and show you the same level of enthusiasm. I don't think that should stop that and make me a bad parent for that. That's me supporting you. That's not me living off of your dream. That's me supporting you because I'm sure T. Morant is there, and that's at Ja's request as well. So we kind of need to slow that down.
Right.
And at the same time, as we're all fathers, right? We're all fathers here. Have you ever had an instant where your kid was like just fucking up and doing bad shit in school and whatever, and you're telling them, yo, you shouldn't do this, and you're telling them, yo, you shouldn't do this, and they just don't listen to you?
Yeah.
Imagine that happening, and this is your kid, and he has $230 million about to be in the bank.
Complicates shit.
Exactly. The money is what complicates it. T's probably telling them, yo, you probably shouldn't do that, my boy. Ja's like, yo, I got $230 million. Yeah, well, you my father, but bro, I'm the breadwinner in this family now.
I think it was Shannon Sharp that said that
I'm like that. You like I don't understand. Like, I get how people, like normal people, will look at it and be like, "Yo, that's your dad." I don't care. I got into it with a friend the other day. He was like, "Yo, I'd whoop Jaws' ass if he was." No, you wouldn't, bro. He has generational wealth now. He doesn't have to listen to you. You can say whatever you want. Let's stop acting like we have kids out here getting $230 million and we're giving them advice on what to do with their life. Can we stop that?
While taking care of the whole family.
Like, exactly. Like, can we stop that? Can we stop that?
When you walk into the house and it's Pop's house and he pays bills in that house, you can't say shit.
Right.
But if this is my spot, or I bought this house for you and this shit is paid and this is, I did this for you, it's a different conversation.
Right.
You can't talk the same way.
Exactly. He doesn't have the same bravado he would have had for him if he was a younger kid and not in that situation. So we can't kill him and be like, oh yeah, you're a bad. No, come on, dog. But at the same time, just because his son's not listening to him, I mean, his son can't still kick it with him at basketball games. Mina still can't celebrate his son's life, man. Y'all wilding, bro. I don't agree with none of that. Like, I don't. I'm not gonna accuse somebody of being a bad father. They rich, bro. They got rich people problems now. They got rich people problems now.
For real.
That don't make him a bad father, bro. But hopefully, Ja get it together, man. For real, because that I haven't seen talent like Johnson's. D Rose,
Derrick Rose, bro, for real.
Yep.
And I watched
D Rose, and at least D Rose shit was injuries, bro. This right here, self inflicted. Like, you got to, yeah, come on, Zion, man.
I was hurt when he, like, I told y'all, I'm going to this Lakers game because Powell getting his jersey retired, and I need to see John Morant in person. Like, that's what it was. And it's like, damn, like, that's why Grizzlies tickets are higher now.
Mm-hmm.
Grizzlies get treated on the road like the Lakers do, like the Cowboys do, like all them fucking type of teams do because of Ja Morant. Because everyone's coming out, like the Warriors. Motherfuckers come out in droves to see Steph warm up. Motherfuckers is coming out to see Ja Morant do some wild shit that no one else can do. Like,
facts, but praise to Ja. I didn't hear that update about him going into a facility or nothing like that. So praise
a program, a counseling program.
Oh, well, it's just a program. Okay.
Was the wording used by Woj in his tweet. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, but A, wrapping up the show, y'all got any players of the week?
Oh, shit. I completely forgot about that part.
No, I don't actually, but you know what? I do have one in particular that I'm going to have. And that's Mr. Nikola Jokic. I know we had a lot of positive things to say about him earlier. His numbers was unbelievable this week. But there's a couple of things that's kind of wrong with Nikola Jokic. Y'all niggas lost to us, the Chicago Bulls, by 21. Now, you're player of the week for that alone. Just for that alone. We got smoke for y'all. Sorry, Gerard. We had smoke for y'all. So I'm gonna put Jokic up there for the West. And on the East Coast, I'm just going to say RJ Barrett just because he smoked the Lakers yesterday.
Damn.
So that's my players of the week, man.
So unnecessary.
That's good. Yeah, I didn't even have that bar.
You could have lied and told him that DeMarcus Cousins played against the Magic. You didn't have to tell him it was the Bulls.
Yikes.
We got y'all back to back in a couple weeks. As I quickly look through this real quick, fuck it, because I'll never get the chance to give him a player of the week again, I'll go ahead and give it to Trey Murphy because that nigga dropped 40 yesterday. And that shit threw me completely the fuck off.
Yeah, New Orleans has been – I ain't gonna hold it. Bro, cold.
He nice. And New Orleans has been looking like some shit. And he might have just saved and turned around that season, dropping 41 the way he did. on the East. Fuck it. I just give it to Embiid because Jesus fuck. 42, 39, 7. He did 39, 7, 4, and 3 blocks in back-to-back games. I don't know why his rebounding is weirdly low this week. I don't even care. The fuck? Nah. Give it to Embiid. And even after everything I said, give Embiid the MVP because fuck the Nuggets and fuck Jokic.
I agree. Fuck the rot.
All of that was all just encased in that single segment. Once we're out of that segment, it's back to regularly scheduled programming.
Facts. See, that's just the show going, show and prove. We're able to be unbiased. We just choose not to be.
I respect the energy, bro.
We're not dumb.
I respect the energy. I don't have tears in the week.
We're not dumb. We're just petty as fuck. That's really what it comes down to. We know what we're doing.
The group chat is kind of petty, bro. It's like
group chat is unbelievably petty.
75% of it's Malik, but we can go off.
I'll just be chilling, bro. I don't know what y'all talking about, dog.
Man, who's your player of the week, man? Who's your player?
I'd be happy I worked the hour. I know I'll be seeing some shit. I'm like, I'm happy I'm seeing this 5 hours later. Because if I had seen it in real time, I would have been arguing like. But I'd have had some time to cool off. I'm tired. It's like midnight. I'm good. I'm over it.
I got Joel Embiid, man. I ain't got nobody for the West, bro. I was going to give it to AD, but. Come on, man. Yeah, I like Julius, but come on, man. AD was putting up crazy numbers. AD was putting up wild, crazy numbers. I was like, oh,
yeah. He was back.
And then.
He had two bad games.
Julius looked like goddamn Barkley out there. That shit was wild to me. It was wild to me for real when I saw the highlights. I was like, what Julius doing this? Wait a minute. He bringing it full court. He doing bringing it full court and yeah, it broke. Nah, not Julius. Yo.
You're very quickly finding out the limits.
not Julius.
That Jared Vanderbilt could guard. Cause he just moved Vanderbilt out the way like he wasn't shit.
Yeah.
I didn't appreciate that at all. Oh damn, just all bad.
Yeah, y'all let Julius bully you, so I couldn't give it to him. So, I just got Joel. I just got Joel Embiid, man. I heard Sabonis went off. I ain't look at his numbers, but I heard
he's one nigga in the league. Yeah, I didn't look at his either. I'm sure he did because he could kill him.
Yeah. Well, I'm ready to watch Monday Night Raw, man. What's your positive word, yo?
Word. Keep it short and sweet. Roll up. Stay as high as you can. And abstain from all appearance of evil. That's my positive word.
That was a good one.
My positive words are Howard, 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 you, the real HU.
I'm going to pick y'all in my bracket, man.
I'm going to put like a $20 bet on us upset game just because. I have to. The odds on that are going
to
be crazy.
No, you don't have to, Gordon.
The odds of that are going to be crazy.
Damn, but y'all number 15.
It happened once.
I don't like your percentages, but your analytics is kind of off. One is that's kind of bad. That's all
right,
man. Who knows, man? Anything can happen, man.
Anything can happen, bro. Like I'm not saying y'all gonna get waxed. I'm not even saying that. I'm gonna put y'all in my bracket. One of them, not all of them. I'm gonna put you on.
You said one of them.
I'm gonna put you on one of them. It's not gonna be y'all, but I can give you one. I can give you one bracket. I can do that.
I'm not gonna put it like if there's one where it's like money on the line. I'm not putting it in that one.
Understandable.
Yeah. Never know. Never know. It's called March Madness for a reason.
Yeah. I don't have positive words for y'all.
Right, well, fuck it, man. Let's go watch Monday Night Raw. Everybody roll up and get high and support. Conversations at the shop, man.
Hell no, Gerard. You get up here, you do your goddamn job. I'm not doing that. Gerard will announce it next week.
Next week is too late. The tournament starts Thursday.
Damn.
Sorry.
Gerard wants me to mention a group bracket for $5 entry for March Madness. I don't necessarily know what the details are. Hit up Gerard Jones for the information. I don't know what's going on. I don't know where you should send your money to. I'm not sending it to Batman J-Rod. That sounds like a crooked-ass account. So if that's what he asks you to send that to, I wouldn't advise you do that. I advise you to
pay. And if you send it over here, you're just going to be watching the smoke live on air. So, I'm going to smoke all your money live. All your money going in the pack.
Oh, this is bad. We shouldn't have done that. But whatever, man. Make sure you come support us at Facebook. We're going to be on all streaming platforms, all your streaming platforms. I don't need to name them. You know where we're going to be at. Holler at y'all later. Gerard. Can't really say it like I want to, but Gerard.
Nuggets suck.
Fuck your bitch.